Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theater, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I'm a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about support. How do you support? Do you support yourself? Do you support others? Do you need support? How do you do that? Let's find out and listen to in What Is This Feeling? Yeah. Woo. Good morning. So I pulled this card about a week and a half ago, and usually when I pull a card, I feel very connected to it, and I felt it's things are falling into place. Now, with this card, I felt it was a bit hidden. So I felt I had to like open my vision for it. I think that's the right word for it. I had to mentally open myself for this because I am really bad at asking for help. And and I think when it comes to support, it's I sometimes find it hard to support myself in certain ways, and sometimes see the support of other people. And yeah, I think that's what happened this week. Start off with the definition of support. It's bear all or part of the weight of. Why am I doing a weird accent? So it's like lifting weight to support. No, bear weight. Well, yeah, lifting support or give assistance to or especially. Financially. That's interesting. I had a really different vision of support. Ha ha ha. I feel when I was younger, support can be a lot of things. It could be, you know, I got bullied at school and the teachers didn't do anything about that, so I didn't got any support from that. But then, you know, my parents have supported me all my life on lots of different ways. If that is mentally, financially, you know, physically, you know, as a child, you need to learn support. And I think there's certain emotions that you need to learn for what they are. And you need to learn how to support yourself. And I feel I've learned how to financially support myself. I enjoy saving money when I have a little bit of extra. I enjoy putting it away. But look, for example, mentally supporting myself and in a way stimulating myself with, you can do it. Yeah, that's a thing I definitely am working on, because I have felt and sensed that for the past decades, I haven't been doing that. I haven't been mentally supporting myself. And if you are a true listener of the pod, you have heard a lot of fearful thoughts, a fearfulness that was kind of the base of who I was. So fully supporting myself in doing something. And for example, we're going straight in, by the way, if you get a bit anxious about a certain thing, the support that you give yourself is to stay calm and to balance out those weird thoughts that you have. That's your support. That's the support you have. And that's the thing you need to train and become aware of. Because otherwise, you can't support yourself. And if you can't support yourself, how the hell can you support other people? Yeah. Well, lovely. I really enjoyed being back. The energy wasn't there. The energy wasn't there to do a pod because I think I had to do today. Hey, hello, universe. We are in tune.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
Are we talking about support? Support! Ho ho ho! War!
So, what I love, and I do love that, and I loved it, and I still love it, it's when you sing in an ensemble, when you have a group of people singing, harmonizing, it's great. And I feel that's kind of the what popped in for support for me was that when you are in an ensemble, when you are singing in a group, it's such power. It's such a powerful thing when you're all together as one, which is great. And I loved it. And I was in Shrek the Musical back in the Netherlands years and years ago. Well, decades ago now. There's a song called Freak Flag, and I love that song. And every night, I will repeat this, every night, it was incredible. It was powered, because the song is about, I'm in my power with all of us together, and we are not the norm. We are outside this norm, and we might be different, but together we are so strong. And I love that, and that kind of massive empowerment feeling is just incredible. And yeah, I so love that. And talking about different support, so when you for example sing, well, dancing is in a way the whole of, like, the whole stop saying whole. With dancing, it's like you're already, like, supporting your body because you're, like, tensing certain muscles. So what I wanted to say was, when you sing, you use your diamond for support. And what is your diamond? Your diamond, you know, when you sing, you don't want to tense your abs. That's the one of the things you don't want to tense. The things that you should tense when you want to support a note is the diamond, which is a diamond shape that goes from your back muscles, that's the top of the diamond, to your flanks, your sides. I think it was a Dutch flank. Yeah, I don't know. The sides. And then going down below your abs, just above, I think maybe it's even your pubic bone, or like, yeah, there. And that's the diamond that you use for support with singing. And I remember, of course, there's different techniques as well. And one of them really stood by when I went to GSA. We did one of the projects we did was to make a musical out of an artist. So we made a musical from the music from Jesse J, and we had to dance. It was a kind of street hip hop musical with Jesse J music, and that was the module that we had to do. And we had a class from one of the singing teachers to help us with singing and dancing at the same time. So we mostly we used that diamond shape thing, but we were focusing on especially our ribs, breathing a little bit higher because we got more strength, because we wanted to use the more strength up in our chest than our abs. Because when you're dancing, you already use your abs. What I said before, you already use your body and you tense your body already. So you don't want to use the tenseness of your abs, your stomach muscles, abdominal muscles. I should use abdominal. And so you need to use your ribs a bit more. So I remembered breathing into our ribs and keeping them out, and then jumping, and then singing, and then doing that. For me, that made a massive deal. Made a massive change. Because for the showcase that I did at the end of the year, it was quite dancey as well, which I liked and I wanted. And singing, of course, because, you know, singing. And It's just interesting how you can be like, okay, there is a note that I'm always a bit like wonky off because I'm dancing at the same time. So keep in mind, just prep yourself with breathing and then do it. And it worked. Support. Yes, love that. Oh yeah, just add a little thing. The support of other people around you. It's so nice when you trust other actors around you to have your back, but that you feel safe on stage. And I was in a panto just over Christmas, last Christmas, and it was so much fun. And there was at the last show, there was this one line that I have always struggled with, definitely during rehearsals, but during the show I was always kind of focused, so because I had to say this line because it comes out of nowhere after a song. And so we did the song la 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 la, and I had to say that line. And the last show, I was so enjoying the time together that I just blanked because I was just looking to my fellow actors, and they were looking at me like, it's your line. And then Sarah, lovely Katniss, she said my line, and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna say her line now, which I l little bit fucked up a little bit. But it was nice being on stage and having a crowd in front of you and having a lovely actress next to you, helping you and be like, well, this is actually your line, and be like, oh yeah, and this is your line. And then it was fun because I enjoyed it, and it was nice, and it was warm, and the audience laughed as well. And then yeah, it was cute.
Oh, Mom, it's drag. Oh,
Well, the ancient question is, to your coffee. Ha! I am really happy for Tia. If you haven't watched UK versus the World, there's a spoiler in 5 seconds, and I'm gonna tell it to you now. Congratulations. I did it a little bit early. Congratulations, Tia Coffey. She won the crown. Well deserved, because she had the best track record. She is, I feel, TV gold. She is, yeah, just put it in front of a camera and she will. It's the calmness that she portrays with being on screen and just being herself, it calms me, and it is just so nice to watch. And I'm so happy. I am really happy for her. That being said, I didn't expect it because I thought Marina was gonna snatch the crown. But yeah, that's life. And she gave an incredible performance during the lip sync with Hannah Condon. And it's yeah, I'm really happy. I'm really happy for Tia. Aww. Now, support. The one of the biggest things that can be as a support is showing up. And I feel when you go to a drag show, and I feel I should go to more drag shows, is literally showing up and supporting the performers. That's, I don't want to say job half done, but that's literally the whole job, is to support queer performers, queer actors, drag performers, cabaret performers. Yeah, and like I said, I should do more. But I think that's yeah, a big thing. And so it's already like flown over a little bit, and hopefully in the Netherlands it's a bit different. So a month ago in the Netherlands there was a lovely singer, a woman, a female singer, and she posted her period in the toilet with some toilet paper and stuff on Twitter with the text. Oh, the cats are in the kitchen. With the text, this is what a real woman is. You're not a man when you cut off your peepee. Am I gonna be cancelled now? And in one of the late night talk shows, a woman came there and said this happened, and I just wanted to say my boyfriend, who is trans, he's a trans man, he gets attacked and stigmatized and discriminated every single day and by these things. And she says that she is so hurt by seeing her boyfriend like that. And she was there on that show because she said people from a minority group who gets discriminated and stigmatized are already down. They're already being attacked. And then they are the people that need to stand up for themselves and fight back. And she says that is not fair. And she says, I am here to be there for him and to show that I, with my privilege, that I need to fight and I need to show love. And she kind of said that people should do the same. It was on Valentine's Day. That people should do the same. That we need to, she didn't say this, but we need to use our privilege to stand up for people who don't. And I think within these couple of days, I have understood more what privilege means. If someone is struggling with something and I don't struggle with that, that is my privilege. But I need to understand what that other person is struggling with. So she was there as a white, straight, cis woman to be like, we need to stand up for the trans community. And when I saw that, I felt a different kind of support. It was kind of a proper support through love. Ooh, is support always the same, or does it come from an emotion? That's interesting. Okay.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
How do you support yourself? Well, I'm gonna look at some kind of more mental, spiritual things now. Hey, and it's a spiritual section, so why shouldn't I? One of the things that helped me was becoming aware and being aware of what is happening in your head. Literally, what is happening in your head. One of the things that helped me calm down was an exercise which you visualize your thoughts as cars on a road, and you sit back and watch the cars go past on the road instead of clinging onto one of the cars, which is one of the thoughts you have. And it feels like an immense battle, which is not even your battle because it's not even your thought. So it feels, oh, so that's one of the things that helps me. Because sometimes it's very hard to decipher this is actually kind of my power, my light, my kind of drive. And then there are thoughts that don't do that. For a literal example, this morning, I was like, I think I want to record this podcast. And it was a very subtle kind of, I think I'm going to do this. And then, I don't want to say of course, but of course, there were thoughts that popped up with like, oh, do you got time? Is it going to be nice? Is it going to be okay? Is it, you know, those kind of thoughts, which I think, are a kind of muscle memory thoughts of keeping yourself safe. Oh, yeah. I have told this story before, but I needed to tell it. So it's a story about Buddha, and Buddha is in a cave. He's in a cave, and there is one of the guards standing in front of the cave, and a demon comes towards the cave, and the guard is stressing out. He's like, oh my God, what's gonna, he's gonna hurt Buddha, he's gonna harm Buddha, he's gonna do whatever he, you know, ooh. And the guard is like, you can't come in, you can't come in, you can't do blah, blah, blah. And Buddha hears all the commotion outside and says, let him in. So the guard steps to the side, lets the devil, the demon inside the cave, and Buddha looks at the demon, Buddha opens himself, shows love, shows light, and the demon disappears. Now, this is, the guard is your ego. The guard is protecting yourself. Your ego tries to protect yourself from pain, failure, shame, a banishment, I don't know, a banishment, like all the weird emotions that you have locked as not okay for you to feel or to have, which could also be happy feelings. I have locked onto certain really nice emotions, and that my ego would be like, you're not going to have fun. You need to do this first, or you need to do that first. So this whole having a guard and this ego bit is not supporting you as a being, as an amazing person. And yeah, so you think you are, the support is not like standing guard. The support is showing yourself love and showing yourself the encouraging support, because it's, you know, when you're younger, there's people around you that will do that. If you have lovely teachers, if you have lovely parents, if you have lovely friends who encourage you to do that. And I have still people in my life, for example, my boyfriend, who encourages me to do what I want to do before I can criticize myself for it, and almost give a balance again of how I feel. If I have like, oh, I want to do this, and then I think, well, I can already think of 10 things why I shouldn't do it, and then my boyfriend will be like, well, you can, you know, supports me. And then I'm like, oh yeah, why am I talking myself out of a thing that I want to do? And I feel that kind of tunnel vision. Yeah, I called it tunnel vision. I wrote down tunnel vision. Jinxie is on my lap and then clicking on the laptop now. Yeah, I'm still recording. That kind of tunnel vision holds you back with what you actually can do. And I feel I have been working a lot on saying that I am welcome, that I am safe. In a way, working on my worthiness, that I am worth. And I am worth supporting. I'm worth getting help. And like I said before, I'm really bad at asking for help, because it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't feel like help. I begin to more accept the way that people talk about teachers, not a teacher in school, but the teachers around you that help you and that will make you learn things in life. And it's almost like I'm only allowing myself to learn something when I'm in a school or when I'm starting a job, a new job, or when I am myself mentally opening myself to get help. So when someone comes into your life and says a certain thing and it triggers you and you're like, so it one has happened like a couple of weeks ago, and my boyfriend was like, they're just helping you. And I was like, I know, but I didn't want their help, which is funny because I think I can do it myself. And that's the kind of the thing. And then when I think I can do it myself, and then I'm not supporting myself for doing the actual thing, then I'm, you know, in a loop. In a loop of like, with the tunnel vision. Yeah. So, it is really what you say and what you put your mind to that will create your world. And I've tried been doing these mental things that you say to yourself. And first I was like, it's not helping. It's not doing it. But I kept on saying things to myself like, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am worthy. And it started helping, which is, you know, it's not weird that for the past 33 years, I have told myself that I am not worthy in a very unconscious and sometimes conscious way. And now thinking, I'm going to switch that up and then expecting it to work straight away, which is not really how life works. And I think becoming aware of what you do and what you say, because, you know, the worthiness that you are feeling, it's not particularly that. If I say I'm not worthy, I don't say to myself, I am not worthy. I can say, I can't do that. Or I, you know, there's other kind of verbal things that you say to yourself that have the same feeling. Yeah, that's it. I think that's cool for now. What is support? I wrote a question down. What is support with sex and relationships? How do you support yourself? And how do you support your partner or partners? How do you do that? And I feel that you just need to listen. I think it's very important to A, express your needs and express how you feel, but also listen to the other person's needs and how they're feeling. And it is interesting because that's two kind of different mindsets. And sometimes when you have a conversation with your partner or friend or whatever, and you let them speak, but you don't really hear because you're just having a conversation and you're just talking. Why are we talking? You're just talking instead of taking it in and almost taking a step back to be like, I am the person who is listening now to what you have to say, so I can work on something, and then I can say, I feel about this, and then the other person can take that on board. I think that's important, and I think that's sometimes hard to do because, it's always vulnerable when you are with a partner, especially for a long time, I feel, to have those kind of conversations. And sometimes it becomes easier as well. It can absolutely become easier because that comes with practice and it comes with communicating. And if you know me a little bit, and especially because of this podcast, communicating my feelings has always been a bit like hard to do. So definitely for the past years, more and more, it was easier to communicate my feelings to my partner. And I think that's like the nice, beautiful thing about being together with someone, is to support each other. And I think that's kind of a really loving, fun way to be, because like, I want to support him and I want to support him in a lot of ways. And I think that's, that kind of energy makes me really happy. And yeah. I also wrote down some other things that you can, well, more sex wise, that can be supported, because I wrote down Viagra. I've never done that. No, that's a lie. I have done like a biological Viagra once. Things that can support poppers if you want to relax more. I wrote down toys, bondage, restrain to support. What kind of mood was I? Yeah, so when you have sex in certain positions, it's nice to support others, because I've had it when I was in a position for a while and I started kind of, you know, shaking, or when you started kind of using different hands and stuff because you physically can't Support yourself. I should use my diamond maybe because of that. No kidding. Yeah. And yeah, like those kind of thing. I bet you have seen it in porn before when someone literally lifts someone up and you're like, how do you do that? Well, I know how you do that, but like, yeah, support. Very nicely support. Well, on that note, I am going to pull a card. I am using the Angel Guide Oracle deck from Kyle Gray. And this card is for you when this podcast comes out. Thank you so much, angels, for being here. Thank you, angels, for guiding us. Thank you, angels, for being very clear what my listeners need to say, because I think it's going to be very direct and very clear what they need to know. Take charge and action. It's a very beautiful picture with lots of different colors of a person standing with an arrow with a point, and it points to the right, and it is floating on top of his hands, but he is grabbing onto it. You're grabbing onto what you are wanting and what you are dealing with right now, and you are taking action. You're taking charge, which is what the card says. Take charge and action. And that's what you do. You're standing strong on the ground. You know what you're doing. Your vision is there. You're holding on to it. You're having it. You're grabbing it. And you're not letting go. And yeah. Do I need to say anything else? No, it's the time. It's the time. Even if it feels a bit weird that you are holding on to this very strongly, but you are holding your ground, because this is right. This is right what you are doing. And yeah, you can stand up for yourself and take charge with what you are holding right now. Lovely listeners, thank you so much for listening again. If you have any questions, if you have any topics you want me to do, any juicy questions for me, please message me on What Is This Feeling podcast on Instagram. Send me a message, send me a voice note, do whatever you like. And for now, listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doei.